How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
One of our prize b-holes out there, my man, Trent Ferguson, is on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, good, good. Just I want to touch on the Philadelphia thing. I was on the radio yesterday co-hosting here in Sebring, Florida with a good friend of mine from Highlands ESPN, and we were talking about the Philly fans throwing bottles and, you know, things at the fans and everything. That's I have to tell you, that's not right, man. I tell you, it's just a game, and they take it too far, and they take it on a personal level. But,
yeah.
Johnny B, I'm really interested in hearing what you're about to say. I just heard your tease before the break. How about they're doing something right. I'm interested in hearing what you're saying. And,
yeah.
Anna and Ryan and all you guys keep up the wonderful work, man. I listen to y'all every chance.
Thanks. Yay. Thanks,
buddy.
Trent, you're the man. Sebring, Florida, gateway to Avon Park. Thanks a lot for that. And I couldn't agree more with you. That's why I used it for my meltdown last night, because I don't do the meltdowns every Monday. I only do it when I really am completely ready to melt down about something. And it's annoying to me that the handful of great Philadelphia fans that are good people get overshadowed by the majority of these jerks that are they're basic criminals. You can't attack people.
They're basic.
Dude, you can't attack people. You can't physically attack people. You're a criminal. You're a scumbag. You don't deserve to have a team in the Super Bowl. But you know what? There are people in Philadelphia that do. So I try to keep an open mind.
Sure.
And I know Trent is all about sports radio, and he understands a lot. So I appreciate you listening, buddy, and I appreciate your take. And don't go anywhere, because we're about to discuss something great about Philadelphia. Believe it or not.
Nice.
Thanks, Trent. Have a great night, pal.
Thanks,
they got
buddy.
that Liberty Bell, right?
Too. Yeah, they got the Rocky statue.
Okay. They have cheesesteaks, right? That's what I hear.
They're fine. Yeah, we have better cheesesteaks here, though.
Oh, okay. I've never had a cheesesteak. Is it Philly cheesesteak? Hold on. Right. Let me unpack this.
I will educate you if you need me to.
Okay.
On what a classic Philly cheesesteak is.
Now, I know nothing. Philly cheesesteak is probably the least kosher thing on the menu ever. And I was raised in a kosher household, so I don't know much about this sort of thing.
Okay.
So bear with me.
All right.
Is a Philly cheesesteak.
Uh-huh.
Oh, why did I think it's what's the chicken in the made like a steak? Is that something different?
You can get a chicken Philly cheesesteak, but it's not a Philly cheesesteak.
Okay, why
it's
did
a chicken
I,
sandwich.
Okay. I feel like there's like a Philly dish that's like chicken fried steak or something. Is that something?
No.
Chicken fried steak?
That's a thing,
but
it's not
a Philly thing?
No.
Now chicken fried steak is steak that's
not steak.
Well, it's chicken fried steak. I thought it was steak that was fried like chicken.
That's just no. No. No.
Right.
Nope.
I'm done.
Learn or something, Johnny.
A Philly steak and cheese sandwich. A classic Philly steak and cheese sandwich.
Just steak and cheese, right? On a big hoagie bun.
Not just any steak. All right.
There has to be a ribeye.
It has to be thinly sliced ribeye, correct?
Oh, I was right.
Thinly sliced ribeye is the way to go.
Thinly sliced.
Amarosa roll, right?
Amarosa,
it's the bread. Yes, it has
Trump's
to be that.
Trump's Amarosa.
Yes, but if you can't find that, yeah, exactly. If you can't find that bread, too soon. If you can't find that bread, then you have to use something at least close, like a nice French roll, something.
A baguette.
No, I don't like baguette. Get out of here, you baguette. Anyway, what? I don't like baguettes. All these
really
baguettes
good.
Are taking over the bread scene. I don't like it. Get out of here.
They're so good.
You crusty baguette.
They're just like all other types of bread.
Oh, damn it, man. I went to a baguette bar one time, and it's just all these baguettes are all over the place. People just smearing butter on them and eating them in front of me. Anyway, thinly sliced ribeye.
Right.
And then you want, you have to take,
oh, I know.
What?
The cheese.
Not yet.
Okay.
Peppers and onions, right?
Okay.
You have to saute them up, right?
Yeah.
Get them all nice, right? Mm-hmm. Chop them up nice. Okay. You put it on there, and yes, cheese. What kind of cheese?
Oh, I know.
What?
It's four different types of cheese.
No. no.
It's brie.
No.
It's
God,
mozzarella,
no.
Cheddar.
Hell no. You're
and
mozzarella.
Swiss.
None of those.
None of those.
Oh, wait. Can I keep guessing on the cheese?
No, we could do that all night, but
okay,
no.
Okay, I know it. I know
you
it.
You don't even like cheese.
It yeah. is gorgonzola.
No.
Feta no. cheese.
No.
Sharp cheddar. American cheese.
Oh.
American
oh.
cheese isn't even cheese.
Ew, American cheese is like fish bait.
Yeah, it's not
disgusting.
Even cheese.
Well, I yes, you would go with the classic American cheese, white American cheese.
White
or,
American.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Kidding. White is not always right.
No, sometimes yellow is.
Classic cheesesteak from Philly. Cheese whiz. Cheese
this is getting
whiz.
Worse and worse.
Or a cheese sauce, if you will. Yeah,
like
cheese
whiz. Like Velveeta? Ew.
Exactly.
What is wrong with Philadelphia? People, that's
a lot of times you get like a nice broccoli rabe on there. You know what I mean? You can get it done that way. But yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's their trademark dish.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Yeah. You know who has a really good cheesesteak right here? Wawa.
Yeah, they do.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. But we have places here. Like, there's a place in Bradenton called South Philly. Shout out to them. Really good Philly steak and cheese. I would put them up against an actual place from Philly. We got a chain here called Philly Flava, who's really, really good. They're really, really good.
It's just very off-putting.
Really good. You know who else, you know who makes the best Philly steak and cheese?
Johnny B.
Johnny goddamn B. You're right.
But have you ever had a Buddha bowl?
I'm sorry. Sounds racist and
a Buddha
discriminatory
bowl
towards
is
fat people.
Delicious. Usually has a base of either like quinoa or brown rice.
Of course it does.
And then they add all these different roasted veggies like Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli.
No.
Sometimes they'll add like a little beet salad. They'll top it, they'll sprinkle it with some kale.
Who's getting beet?
It's so good. I often get it with black beans and some guacamole, and you're set. Freshie makes the best one. Slightly overpriced, but very good.
I don't even know what a Freshie is.
Freshie, it's that it's like that chain, that health food chain out of Canada. It's good.
You're speaking another language to me.
You know what is good, though?
Your mom?
Steven Stamkos just tied the game with 2 minutes left.
I told you don't
Hell
ever
yeah,
count my bolts out, man.
Doug Stanhope.
Stanhope?
Is that what he said? Chicken fried steak!
It's not a thing. It's not a Philly thing.
Oh.
Philadelphia, they're doing something that they're not the first ones, by the way. I will preface.
Molest kids.
Oh, God. Why can't I just finish a sentence around here?
I don't know, man.
I like this idea. They are facing one of the most deadliest public health crises in the city's modern history. And this happened a lot in major cities.
Because they keep eating it.
I don't know why you hate me so much. I don't know why.
I don't know what's wrong with her tonight or every night.
They're having a major opioid crisis.
Hell yeah.
No, it's a crisis.
Yeah, whatever.
Jesus.
It's a crisis.
Are you on
the
opies
right
tonight?
No, I don't mess with anything that's regulated by the government.
I love our honesty.
Oh,
so
man.
Gonna get us fired.
Oh, man. I think I've told my opioid story on the show before.
Funny word, though.
Yes. I had a chiropractor try to kill me a couple years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, you did tell me.
And she gave me some painkillers. And
hell yeah.
And my back was hurting, and I was at the day job, and I took one. And about a half hour later, I totally forgot it. I took it. About a half hour later, I was in mid-sentence, and the world slowed down. And I couldn't talk. Like talking is a big part of that job, too. Like,
yeah.
I'm running a poker game. And all of a sudden, everything slowed down. I couldn't talk, and I couldn't breathe. Like, I was like, real shallow breath. I was like, I'm freaking out right now. And in my head, I go, you're having an anxiety attack because you're super high. Don't freak out. So I call what you call a code one in the industry. And that's where you basically, you know, like in a football play, if you're injured, you kind of raise your hand.
Oh, yeah. Make a sports reference. That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, you need somebody to tap you out and cover your game while you go collect yourself.
Does everyone have their own special, like, signal?
Yeah.
Like, yours is probably like.
Yes, mine. I am, it's like I'm holding two cucumbers and I'm trying to put them both in my face at the same time.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't know
like
which one to go to first.
Yeah, so just both of them. Ah, like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, you just say, I need a code one, and another dealer will tap you out, and then you go, like, if you have to use a bathroom, most of the times you get a
pee. How do you get everyone's attention? You're like,
No, well, you have
I'm dying!
You have a floor staff. that, you know, that walks around, you know, supervisors. And so you kind of get one of their attention. You're like, hey, man, look, cool one, you know. And then so I had a dealer tap me out. I went to the bathroom, and I'm putting water on my face. I'm going, all right, relax. Everything's fine. You got this. And it was like a minute went by. I walked back out, and it was another dealer besides the one that had tapped me out. And I looked at the supervisor. I go, where's Brian, the guy that tapped me out? And he goes, man, you've been in the bathroom for 45 minutes. I'm like, what? Like, I was destroyed. I have not taken anything like that since. Like, I'm scared to death. I could be in a ton of pain. Not going to happen, Captain. Not going to happen. So, Philadelphia, they're trying a little something out here. Believe it or not, they're pushing forward with creating a drug-safe injection site, as several of them, actually, as part of a fight against the opioid crisis. So, you can go to a federally or a state-regulated area where you can legally
shoot up.
You have amnesty. Shoot up. You get clean syringes.
Cool. Wait a minute. So the government is paying for this? So my tax dollars are going to this?
No, you don't live in Philadelphia.
I'm saying that their tax dollars are going to this? This isn't like some sort of private enterprise, some nonprofit, some startup?
Well.
It's bad!
Okay. City officials announced Tuesday afternoon that they would encourage the development of addiction engagement sites, among providing other services, would oversee medically supervised drug consumption. Often known as safe injection sites, the centers are staffed with medical professionals who can immediately respond to an overdose. Yeah. They also provide critical access to addiction rehabilitation services and clean medical supplies.
Do they provide snacks, too?
I'm sure. Just Doritos everywhere.
Not that you're
everywhere.
Hungry, but still.
Well, here's the thing. People are going to do the drugs.
Oh, what?
And if they're going to do them with dirty syringes.
Oh, why? Not my problem.
But it is our problem.
Swerve. My problem.
It is your problem.
No, it's not my problem.
Okay, you're talking about tax dollars taking care of these people.
Yeah, you can shoot up. That is your business.
I know, but it's going to cost more tax dollars if they get AIDS or something because they're using dirty syringes. Now they have more problems compiled on top of just drug problems. So it may actually save.
I say cut the funds for them. I'm sorry.
I know. Well,
cut the funds.
Well, part of the deal is.
Not my problem.
Right there in the facility, there's rehabilitation services. Mm-hmm. So you go there, and they're not just saying, hey, be a drug addict and be happy. They're trying to rehabilitate you at the same time.
That's nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not my problem.
I kind of dig it. I kind of like it. I kind of think that it might be a way for somebody to reach out and wean themselves off a drug.
Listen, I'm not against the program. I'm just asking how it's going to be funded. That's what I want to know.
Well,
you have a rehabilitation center. That's fine. I don't care. But I don't want, if I'm in Philadelphia, I don't want my tax dollars going to a drug addict rehabilitation center.
It's
going to
happen whether you like it or not.
Well, I don't like it.
Well, you're going to have to. Our tax dollars are going towards that right here. Our tax dollars are paying for people that don't have health insurance that are addicted to drugs, that are going to be carried off to hospitals and ambulances and everything else. Who do you think pays for that?
I don't like it.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that you don't like, but we're going to have to do it. Would you rather have a controlled situation that's actually going to lessen the burden on our tax dollars?
Again, I don't agree with how it's set up in the first place. So I'm just commenting on the whole system.
You think we should just start killing off all the drug addicts?
No, I say.
How do you fix it, Anna Humble? You get the job.
I'm not trying to fix it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't believe that there are any solutions. There's only trade-offs.
What's the trade-off?
Trade-off is I don't want to spend my money on that. So if they have to die, then I'm sorry. That's not much.
Jesus Christ.
Is that rude to say out loud?
I want to know what Will Koontz would say in this situation.
You have to take responsibility for your actions.
Well, no, they are, but they're going to a center that will actually, there's medical professionals.
Awesome. I just don't want to be spending my tax dollars on that facility. That's all I'm saying.
Well, who's going to pay for it then? Somebody's got to pay
for it. That's fine. If you want to have a startup, say you're an ex-drug addict, you made it through, you want to have a startup, you want your own business, it's a private enterprise, you start this business up from the ground up and you want to help people, awesome, cool. Don't be taking money from the government. Or from us, from the taxpayer.
Somebody has to take care of the sick. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Ken, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, Johnny. I really have to comment. you are really sounding like a liberal snowflake by saying, let's help those who want to screw up their own lives.
Boy.
the thing I honestly have to say, and I got to go with your partner there.
Uh-huh.
Anna.
If you're going to screw up your own life, Anna.
That's okay.
If you're going to screw up your own life, why should everybody else have to pay for it?
Ken.
We all grew up with that guy that stood on the corner that's called Drunk Jim or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And we all said, hey, you know what? We're not going to be like Drunk Jim.
Hey, Ken, real fast. You dug your own grave. I know. Here's how conversations
work. Why should we help cover
right.
you up?
Great. Hey, Ken, if you were actually paying attention to what I said, number one, and liberal snowflake, not even close. I am very moderate. I'm right down the middle on most things, like my partner on over here. I like to look at all angles of things before I make a decision. I'm never going to say I'm one thing or another because I have so many different views on different topics. And I think it's really close-minded to say I'm super right or I'm super left. That just makes you sound super dumb. My point was, yeah, I don't think people should be doing drugs either. I don't think they should be addicted to heroin. I don't like it either. But the point of this was that if it can lessen our tax spending, then it's a good program. I'm not saying let's try to facilitate drug addiction. I'm saying cost us less money. To me, that's anti-snowflakey. I'm not saying let's pour all our money into taking care of these people that are addicted to drugs. I'm saying let's spend less money on people that are addicted to drugs. And I'm also saying,
well,
what?
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. But they dug their own grave. My niece died like 3 months ago because she was addicted to heroin and she OD'd.
Okay.
They had tried for 10 years to get her off it, but she didn't want to.
Hey. Now, you know this is all spawned from opioid addiction. And if you really pay attention,
Yeah, we can say it's all big farm, but we all make our own decisions.
We do make our own decisions. There's people living in pain every day. And unless you feel the pain that a lot of these people feel, a lot of times the only way to get rid of that pain is by whatever the doctor gives you. And if that's opioids, it's very easy to get stuck on it when you're dealing with chronic pain.
Hey, Ken, let me read a quick
I understand.
Ken, let me read a quick tweet real quick from a listener of ours. He says that his friend was hell-bent on getting high on H, and if he had had access to a safe injection site, it would have saved him from dying alone in his car in a parking lot. Like, I think that's what we're trying to get at, or one of the things anyway.
And look, I don't care. If somebody's addicted to heroin and they die, that doesn't affect me as much as I think it's cheaper and safer for him to die in a controlled area than us to find him in a Walmart parking lot. Now, that's a lot more difficult to deal with.
It's more humane, too.
You know what I'm saying? I see what you thought I was saying, Ken, but honestly, I'm completely not what you think I was trying to say. My point is we have to deal with the situation because we are people that actually care. I mean, you can't just turn your back on society. I mean, there's people out there with problems.
Me.
But this isn't a very popular view, but my view is thinning the herd.
Mm. Thinning the herd? Yeah.
It's called murder.
Thinning the herd. If you're stupid enough to get involved in it,
I don't think everybody that's involved is stupid. Like I said, there is way...
Not everybody. No, you're correct. Not everybody. Right. But my niece, she was never prescribed any opioids.
She just got into it because she thought it was cool?
She just got involved in it.
Okay. Well, that's part of the problem. But there are a lot of people out there that are just... They either have some sort of a mental situation before they get started with this, or they have pain that they've been dealing with for years. And sometimes you have to self-medicate, and sometimes that leads to doing things that they're not proud of and they wish they weren't doing. I've dealt with a lot of people in drug addiction, and yeah, I've seen scumbags, but I've also seen really good people that are in bad situations that are. You know, kind of going down a dark road or a downward spiral, and they want so bad to get out, and they just can't find the help they need. A place like this would be what they need. It's somewhere they can go and actually get rehabilitated and not use
but
a dirty syringe that they found
the
in an alleyway.
Why should the government pay for it? If the government's not paying for my mother's diabetes medicine, which costs in excess of over $300 a month.
Well, that's a whole different topic, I agree.
Why should they pay thousands of dollars for Narcan for some jackass that decided he wanted to go ahead and shoot himself up
Because it's cheaper to do it in a facility than to drag them off the street and have four different people have to get them.
Isn't it cheaper just to bury the body instead of keep paying for it?
Jesus. Thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate it. I appreciate your opinion. I really appreciate you listening, pal. Well, the debate that is that's sparked up tonight is whether tax dollars should pay for medical professionals in a facility to oversee this injection site. They get clean and sterile needles. They get immediate help. You know, if they OD, they're right there on the spot to get the Zarcan or whatever it's called. And then, you know, it's actually, my point was, it's saving tax dollars because I think, you know, there was a lot more steps to go to helping somebody if they're on the streets. You have to, now you have the police involved. Now you have, you know,
on-site EMTs.
Paramedics, and, EMTs involved. Then you got to take them to the hospital. Now the hospital's involved.
But then you have to run a whole rehabilitation center. That costs a lot of tax dollars, too.
Exactly. Why not have it all in
one
spot?
Well, let's shake it out. I mean, I would like to see the numbers. I don't think that it would be necessarily cheaper the other way around. I think the rehabilitation center, it has to be fully staffed constantly. You have to have all the materials.
Uh-huh.
You have to have the police come when a dead body, when someone dies, because they have to make a report.
Sure.
So, I mean, again, I would like to see the numbers shake out.
The other part I like about it, too, is it does kind of clean up the neighborhood because now you don't have people doing it out in the open. They're doing it at a spot. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think there's a plus side
to it. I don't know, dude. I'm not saying that there isn't. I'm just saying I don't like the idea.
I don't like the idea.
I didn't make the decision for you to get addicted to heroin. Why do I have to pay for it? That's all I'm saying. Simple as that.
Well, somebody's got to pay for it. Like,
okay, well, or not. Or if someone wants to, again, if someone wants to start it up on their own, mm-hmm. and it's a private enterprise, again, no issues with that. Great. Good for you. But I don't want to do that. That's not my business.
Well, you have no choice. If you live in this country, we're paying taxes on stuff we don't want to pay for all the time.
Listen, I understand that. I'm not going to not pay taxes. I'm just saying I don't agree with certain things we're spending money on. That's all I'm saying.
Our tax dollars are paying for congressmen to fly on a vacation to go to strip clubs and everything else.
Sure. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that this isn't an issue. Of course, we can talk about each issue individually.
That's what I'm saying.
But right now, we're talking about people who are addicted to heroin.
Right, well.
So that's what we're going to talk about.
Our opioids, yeah. Dylan, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. Yo, Dylan.
Hey, Johnny B, what's up?
What's up, Dylan?
I would think it's actually a great idea to have a controlled environment for it. I mean, it would actually, I believe it would decrease spending of it.
That's what I was. That was my angle too. And Anna wants to see the numbers crunched, and maybe we can look that up and see if that's the whole purpose behind it. But I can't see why the government would want to have a program like this if it wasn't going to benefit everybody, including the taxpayers. I mean, you would hope so, right?
Yeah, I mean they would want to have the most cost effective operation going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Transportation costs and paying the paramedics or officers involved in the actual finding.
Those people are already on duty. They're not getting like bonuses every time they pick up a dead body.
Yeah, but you know what the cops are busy doing in Philadelphia? Breaking up fights from their stupid sports fans. Jerks.
Every time they got to go transport a body or break up a drug-related crime that has to do with a heroin user or an opioid, have to do with that, they're taking time away from the other crimes involved.
Yeah, plus, like he said, now you got to worry about transactions between drug dealers and drug addicts. So you take away that, now that middleman's gone, right? Now they go to a facility where it's controlled.
But that doesn't mean that all the people who are addicted to heroin or opioids are going to go to that facility. You're just hoping some will.
The ones that really want help will. That's the idea behind it. Maybe that you can rehabilitate them. Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate the call, pal. Later. All right, buddy. Connor, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hi, this is Connor. With the injection center, I think we also have to consider the cost of incarceration for people that get caught, get found using heroin. I mean, and I guarantee you, those facilities aren't just going to allow you to just, come in and inject and leave. Any of that staff is probably going to be trained to push people towards the rehabilitation.
That's exactly what it's designed for. It's designed to have the rehabilitation right there in your face so that you know that there's an out. You don't have to just sit in an alleyway or in a crack house and get high. You can actually rehabilitate yourself, which in turn will, down the road, be less tax dollars because this person is rehabilitated.
And I really don't think private industry will touch it, because if you're looking at reducing those numbers, private industry would probably only touch it if they pushed people to the rehabilitation that they had to pay for, because private industry looks for a profit.
Yeah, true story.
They would push people towards that rehabilitation, and if your goal is to get less people that need rehabilitation, that's not a sustainable business model that private industry would go into. Now, if any company wants to prove me wrong on that, please do so. But it's got to be government funded, I think. And it's sad, but there it is.
Connor makes solid points, Anna.
Start a GoFundMe. I don't know. Ask people for donations. There's other nonprofits that don't benefit anybody except the people that they're serving. It goes down to my libertarian premise,
right,
that what you do is your business, mm-hmm, and it's not my fault if you got addicted to drugs. Therefore, ergo, I don't want to pay for your addiction.
But it becomes your business when these drug addicts are in your neighborhood ruining your property value.
I'm not going to live in those neighborhoods.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Connor. Appreciate it, pal. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025.
Real quick, some Twitter love. We got David Council saying, I must say Anna Hummel's argument about the safe injection location mirrors those who argue that taxpayers shouldn't pay for Planned Parenthood. Your thoughts?
Planned Parenthood.
He's seen the parallel between your opinion of this and those that are against paying for Planned Parenthood.
If I were to mull through this, again, I don't want to have the government pay for birth control. I mean, if I need to mull through this more, but
yeah,
I want to pay for my own birth control.
I understand that.
You know what I mean? If I make the decision to have sex,
yeah,
it is my responsibility to
absolutely
pay for that, right? This isn't just a right that we all have.
I know, but
I have a right to sex, and everybody needs to pay for my abortion and my birth control. I want to pay for those things myself.
I know, but the flip side is the irresponsible people are populating the world with more irresponsible people. So is it beneficial for us?
Again, that's where you run into the issue, because it is affecting us. And I understand
that. You don't want a bunch of a-holes running around.
But at the end of the day, it's your decision, and it shouldn't just be your right to be given these sorts of things. You should be able to take care of yourself.
When I look at traffic every day, I think you should be able to abort people at 40 years old.
Okay.
Seriously. There's way too many dumbasses out there.
No, it's your decision to have sex. It really is.
If anybody makes that decision with me, they should get tax dollars. Dom, what's up?
Hey, I just want to chime in on this. It's considering the history of opioid abuse in Florida, I think it's a good idea, because no other state was like Florida, you know, what was it, like 10 or 20 years ago?
Did you just shoot up?
Oh, man. So mean.
That's a yes.
You're so wrong.
I hate you. You guys suck.